Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I need one thing, and that one thing is mercy. But I've heard the good news that you come, that Jesus won it all. He won it all, didn't he? He did everything that was necessary for me to become your child and live with you forever. And so I hand my life over to you. I've said this before in different ways. You and I don't need a tune-up. We don't even need an engine overhaul. We need an engine replacement. If all you got is Adam, I don't care what you do, you're going to fall short. I need him. And I know there's other people who have experienced what I have. I won't go into the details again, but that one time in college when I let go, I stopped trying, but there was something down here that I knew that I knew. Finally, when I stopped pouting, I just said, okay, Lord, I surrender. I'm just coming on your terms. I'm trusting you no matter what. How did that happen? Was there some goodness in me that did that? No, there was something down here that God put there. That's what's going to bring us through, folks. I don't know what we're going to face as believers. But folks, if you are not, if you can't answer this question aright, what happens if you examine yourselves and say, I'm not sure, or I just haven't really come through. I'm holding on to this. I'm holding on to that. This is one area I just can't quite let go. Are you going to cling to something for which Jesus died and somehow hope that he'll accept you? Say it's one thing for us to wrestle and for us to look to God for power to overcome areas of our lives. But where's your heart? Which side is your heart on? Are you one that comes to the light that says, oh God, I want you to show me. You know, you read the whole book of John, 1 John. I'm not going to go through it, obviously. I think we've said just about enough of what we need to say. But the whole book of 1 John was written so people could know that they knew. They could know that they were the Lord's. And one of the first things he talks about is coming into the light, walking in the light. That those who don't walk in the light, those who are trying to skirt around and trying to protect self in some secret way and hanging on to their own goodness and their own efforts and never really letting go, they're never willing to come to the light and say, God, show me the truth. But I'll tell you, if you've got a heart that wants the truth, that's a pretty good sign. If you've got a heart that has a heart-level loving connection with others who have been born of his Spirit, that's a pretty good indicator too, isn't it? And you go through and you will see all these things. But you see, you come into chapter 3, I believe it is, and you'll find out there's somebody who just continues to live a life that's indistinguishable from the world. They claim to be Christians. They come in here, and yet they go out. And they'll run with the same people. They will do the same things. They will go to the same places. And their life just continues to serve their flesh, their self. And all you see is somebody that's part of the world. Uh-uh. That person doesn't know the Lord. And my prayer today, and I don't believe it's my prayer. Say, I fought some of this. But I believe it's the prayer of Jesus himself, knowing even if he doesn't come today or doesn't come in the next little bit, and we live out our lives and we die, this question is still 100% relevant. There is no purpose in this world existing except for you to surrender your life and be made into a new creature, be born of his Spirit and changed so that we become like him. Understand that's a process, but if you fall short of that, you have missed everything. What's it worth to have Jesus? Everything. If there is one thing in your life, for that one man, it was his riches. You remember what Peter said? Who then can be saved? And what was Jesus' answer? With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And if what's holding you back is looking at your own inability in your own life, Jesus didn't come for righteous people. He came for sinners. You qualify. If you're in need, God has the power through Christ to save you from the uttermost. Don't you look in the mirror and say, that's a reason for me to hold back. I just can't really believe he could save somebody like me. Look at what I've done. Look at what I am. You're the one he came to save. Oh, praise God. There's a joy that fills his heart to be able to reach down to the lowest of the low and pull him out. If he can save Saul the Jew, he can save you. But I just pray today that God will touch somebody's heart. And his promise, there are promises in the Word about seeking him. Folks, if there is something that he has put in your heart that's a feeling of need, a desire, whatever it is, that's him drawing you, him working in you to bring you to that place, you have every right to seek him from your heart to help you, to bring you through, to do whatever it's needed, whatever's needed. You will seek me and find me when? When you search for me with all your heart. God has promised to meet a seeking heart. If this question is not one you can answer, then I would say before God, you seek him from your heart until he brings you to that place. Think of the one who wrote these words. And his testimony was, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him against that day. That's the kind of confidence that God wants. It's not a confidence in me, I'm a good person, I'm good enough and I've earned my way. It's I have let go and he has saved me. And to him be all of the glory. That's what he wants for every person who hears his word. Don't you dare stop short. If you can't answer the question that Paul asked, I would call on you in the name of Jesus. He would call upon you. Seek him with the depths of your heart until God bears witness. What does the word say? The Spirit bears witness with our hearts, with our spirits, that we are children of God. That's not a feeling. That's not a feeling of euphoria. But I'll tell you, there's something that's down here that's real. When we have peace with God, when the war is over, and we stop fighting for self, we lay down our arms and we give him our lives, and he comes in, and he sits on the throne that's in your life and in your heart. There's something that happens. There's a peace that comes in that's real. And there's a witness in our own hearts that we have let go and we belong to him. And there's a witness on his part. When he gives us his spirit, that's the witness that we are his. And his promise is he will never leave you, never forsake you, never stop working. All the things that you see that are wrong, he is well able. He is able to save completely. Those who come to God by him. Why? Because he ever lives to pray for you. We have an awesome Savior. But I've got to come back to this thing. You have the right. Examine yourselves whether you were in the faith. If that raises a fear and a concern in your heart, I would call upon you to seek him with all of your heart today. There is nothing more important. You know, I had this one simple illustration. Suppose we were all in an airplane, a large airplane, and flying somewhere above the clouds, and every one of us was, it was understood that every one of us, sooner or later, was going to have to jump. Okay, well, it's obvious that we need some help if we're going to do that. We need a parachute. Well, your parachute better work. When you jump is not the time to find out that your parachute doesn't work. And the devil is in the parachute manufacturing business. It's called religion. And woe to the person that says, I know who the manufacturer of mine is. I'm in the right denomination, the right church, the right preacher, the right this, the right that. I've done it. I don't need to examine this thing. I'm good. And then you jump out and it fails. This is the time to be sure. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. I believe there's somebody, I don't know, this is in God's hands. But if you have never entered in, if you've never crossed that divide, if you've never been born of his Spirit, you need to cry out to him until he answers. He will give you the faith you need. He'll give you the ability to repent, but you're going to have to respond. You have a part to play, and if it's not in your heart to do it, and you're holding back on something that's the real God of your life, you're going to have to come to a place where you're willing to let all of it go and put your hope in him. And I'll tell you, when you do, he will make you his child. I just pray for anyone who hears this and doesn't have a good answer to Paul's question, that God will just do whatever it takes to bring you to that place where you let go and let God have your life. There are so many things that people value and they seek in this world. Could anything possibly be more important? It's appointed to men once to die, and after this, the judgment. I wonder how many people are going to be standing there looking back and realizing there was a time when God spoke and they held back. They were trying to hold on to this. It was something that held them back. That's the devil's business, to manufacture a reason for you to not step forward. But I'm going to listen to my Savior. I'm going to put my hope and trust in one who loved me enough to die for me, unworthy though I am. It's worth everything to be born again. And I just pray that God will just take this word. You have the right to call upon him, and the moment you call upon him in heart, faith, with God's power helping you, I'm not talking about some big experience necessarily, but there's going to be a transaction that happens between you and God. Being born is an event, isn't it? Passing from death to life is an event. We need to make sure that we have made that transaction. We have crossed that divide. And I just pray that anyone who hears this and is struggling to answer that, as I say, you call upon God until he answers, until he gives you peace and the witness in your heart that you belong to him. You're in God's hands. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.